Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be. And maybe things don't change enough to be called creativity. To those who think that this show's the best, what the fuck is wrong with you? NEAS Out Podcast. NEAS Sound Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the NEAS Sound Podcast. I am your host, Chris, and I'm joined by remotely from his studio, his home studio. It's Ben.
Hey.
And the fans are going wild, and huge response from Ben. A lot of people were like, oh shit, Ben's on the app? People just kind of like their ears sort of perk. Whoa, Ben's on the app. Okay, maybe I will listen this week. Ben, what's up? What's happening? Did you put art up behind you? Are you trying to impress me or something? Why are you trying to impress me with your art? Can you tell me about your art? I mean, you're desperate for me to ask you about it. Otherwise, why would you have it up so prominent on screen? So let me ask you about the art.
It was up before. I think you can see it on my camera angle before.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, you've purposely changed your camera angle to prominently feature your art that you obviously are proud of and you want everybody to ask you about. So go ahead. Tell me about it. Where'd you get it from? Who's the artist? How much did you pay for it?
I got it from Chapters Bookstore.
Oh, God. What are you, old lady? Listen, I don't. You guys don't have chat. It's like Indigo Books now.
Yeah, Indigo.
Which I think is an American company. It's a big book chain. You know, like I don't know if it's in America or not. So I don't know if people listening know just quite how fucking corny that is to get your wall art from Chapters. I mean, that is really some soccer mom bullshit right there. Now, what? Go ahead. You're going to defend yourself? Well,
the ones on the other side are from better places.
Oh, the ones that are... I got a bunch of really cool art that's out of the frame that you can't see. Like that Nathan Fielder. I tweet, all my friends are just out of frame. Yeah. Oh, all my cool art is just out of frame. Yeah. So what you want to tell me about the out of frame art? Where that came from?
Well, this one that you can see right now, it's a basketball hoop in Hong Kong. It looks like it's in a jungle, sort of.
Oh, okay.
It's a basketball court.
So you thought that this, because it has basketball in it?
Yeah, and so, it has nice colors.
So you're like walking like in a store, and you're like, oh, there's basketball. Like a bug to a light. Yeah. Oh, the basketball. I guess I'll buy that. You know, it's like you're in a bookstore. You know, people are probably, even at the till, they're probably like, are you sure you want to buy that? This is a bookstore. We don't, like, that's not really, people don't really buy this stuff very often. All right. So, how long ago did you get that?
Probably like around when I moved in here. Like okay. a year and a half ago.
Can you tell the story of you purchasing it by any chance? Like, can you, like... tell the story of how you came to purchase this at Chapters Bookstore. Was it Indigo at the time? Because it's been Indigo for a while. It was Indigo.
I just like to call it Chapters.
Oh, you're one of those kind of guys.
I still call it Chapters.
I hate people like that. No disrespect to you. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I hate people like that. People who are like, oh, I just want to like assert my inside knowledge of the history of this so I can exclude just a certain people who haven't been around for quite as long as me. And I still call it Chapter. Oh, wait, you don't know what I'm talking about? Guess you haven't been around here as long as me. right, so we've okay. So you still call it Chapters, but it's called it was Indigo when you went in there. But let's hear the story.
I think maybe I just saw it on the website and then I went in there, or I was browsing. I'm not sure.
So there's a chance you saw it on the website and you thought, I gotta have that. What the fuck is up with you? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't listen. And it is nice. I want everyone to understand that it does look good. And it is nice. It's not like there's nothing objectionable about it. It's just how he came to have it is to me very concerning. You know, you should not be buying your art from Indigo Bookstore. It's a real, real bad thing to do. All right, so not much of a
story.
Do
you want to see the other ones?
I don't want to see them.
One of them's basketball.
Okay, so that's not... What's the non-basketball one?
There's one. It's everything's blue on a white background, and it says Vancouver, and has a bridge and a bike and trees and like waves and umbrellas.
So it's like it's the type of thing that you would see at like a tourist shop.
Yeah, it's from like the Kits like outdoor fair.
Okay,
like a booth.
It's like a tourist thing. It's something that you would like a tourist would take home and fucking throw away on their vacation or whatever. That's pretty chill. Okay, much cooler. Yeah.
And then one I got a long time ago in Seattle. It's like it's a big sign that it's a pink elephant. It says Elephant Super Car Wash, and it has the Space Needle in the background.
So that's just kind of, you think that's kind of cool, and it's like, oh, random alert. Okay, so
the other ones.
Oh, you got more.
Well, the basketball one my brother gave to me, and it's Damian Lillard making a shot in Oklahoma City.
Okay, so it's a photograph.
Yeah, everything's in black and white except for him.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So that's kind of cool. That's like kind of got a man cave kind of vibe. That kind of gives it a man cave vibe, sort of. Would you say you're?
Yeah.
And behind you, I can see your bed there. Is that where the magic happens?
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but safe to say you've had sex on that bed there behind you that I'm looking at right now?
Yeah.
Woo! Congratulations on that. Very cool. How come it's not made, by the way?
It's like sort of made, but it's kind of like,
yeah,
puffed up.
It's kind of, yeah, it's, oh, what's, I see that? Just in the corner, you're saying? It's just kind of in the corner.
Yeah,
so you're saying you have made it, you did like make it after you got up,
just like not that well.
You just didn't, were you in a bit of a rush, or you just in the morning, you just kind of, that's just kind of how you make your bed, or you're not really like super,
because yeah, for just me, like throw it on.
Oh, I don't. I do it. I make it really, like I make it look really like fresh and like, like all the lines, like I make it look really, good. I don't know. I mean, listen, one of us got a proper job. One of us don't. That might have something to do with it. One of us got to go into the office and do something. The other one's got to goddamn make freaking prank calls. So, yeah, fair enough. I got a little bit more time to be making the bed. Oh, did you hear the news, by the way? Have you heard the news?
No.
I was hoping you would do that. I wasn't sure if you would like just intuitively do that, but very, very well, very nice. Well, the big news is that I am considering that it may be the end of NEAS. Did you see that?
Really?
You're not on the Patreon. You wouldn't have seen that. This is actually the first he's finding out about this. I'm not even joking. This is, you just heard his genuine first reaction. Now, Ben, I want to be clear. We're going to still do the podcast. So this podcast isn't going to end, believe it or not. This fucking podcast is going to outlive the actual channel. The actual good part of it is going to get outlived by this part. That is one of the funniest fucking things that I've ever done to myself. What my thought is, and I'm not 100% on this. I'm just thinking about it. But is that I am going to start doing a podcast myself as a main thing, sort of change up, do a different kind of project that will be similar. Maybe I'll talk about it a little bit right now. I'll talk about it a little bit right now, what my sort of idea is, if I do end up doing it. I'm not going to talk about everything. I'm just going to sort of give a vague idea, but basically it would be a podcast that would incorporate interviews with regular people, interviews with people who don't necessarily know the show that they're on and are being fooled, and then interviews with AI people. And the way that you would do that is you would have an interview with a comedian as the character, and then I will run the person's voice through the AI, and it will be then Joe Rogan or whatever. And so it will allow me to have these interviews with people who are doing very good impressions, you know, aided by AI. So it'll have similar elements. It'll have some pranks every now and then, audio pranks and music, you know, parody songs from celebrities that I make, and different things like that. So it will be sort of an AI-based podcast. And even have a really, really good name for it, man, that I'll tell you about afterwards. I don't want to say the name. That's what my thought is. So I would have a different guest on every week, and then I would also have a different AI guest on every week. And then we would still do this, whether or not this podcast would be supplemented by another piece of content every month or whatever, or this podcast would change where I would have the guest on for a portion of the bonus and then I would do the rest of it with you or whatever it is, you know. But we'll still do, you and I will still be doing a podcast of some kind on here.
That one sounds good.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm excited. When I tell you the name, you're going to say, "Ah, that's good." And somehow the name's not being used, and it will have a great, you know, searchability and everything like that. But I'm excited about the concept of not bogging myself down in horrific politics every single day once I have this baby, because it really does have a negative effect on my, like, outlook on the world, the way that I see people in the world, because I'm getting this, like the people that I'm exposed to regularly, and I'm searching out actively. I'm trying to find the worst people who are doing the worst things, who are, so that I can then prank them or whatever. So it then skews my view of the world. I'm of course aware of it, but awareness only goes so far. When you are constantly just dealing with people who are bad, it starts to skew your view of, like, humanity and the world. And I think it makes me really cynical and makes me, like, a way that I don't want to be as a father raising a young child. And so that's, like, the most serious thing I'll probably ever say on the podcast. Hey! I started thinking about that. And then also the other thing, too, is that I've just done the show for a really long time, and it's not like a podcast. It's not like just a free form kind of thing that can just kind of continue on, you know, in my opinion. It's a thing that has to evolve. It's like it's a show. It's a thing that has to, like, and I did so many hundreds and hundreds of episodes over like 7 years almost. And I get to the point where I still have moments where I really love it, but I sometimes feel like when I'm doing it, like, it's repetitive and I'm going through the motions on certain things and I don't really have it in me to evolve it further in this sort of way, and I'm just getting a little bit tired. So we'll see. I mean, I've changed my mind before, but I do believe that's something that is in the cards and I'm excited about as well. I like doing interviews. I like the idea. The idea would be that I would be doing an interview as well, and I would be aided with this incredible soundboard. I'm going to have my voice changer and all of my stuff that I'm going to be able to be doing live stuff with. And I'm going to have all of these. So I'm going to have like a co-host. I hit that by accident. I'm going to have a co-host, like, you know, I'll have like Joe Rogan, like, you know, I have somebody on as a guest, but then Joe Rogan's there with me, like, sort of, you know, interjecting every now and then or whatever. And I like cut to ads, and the ad reads will be these celebrities that I'm mocking up the voices of doing these ridiculous ad reads. Like I said, parody songs where they're singing sort of about their lives and just trying to use the AI technology to the funniest way possible. So I'll still do things like calling as the AI and maybe every now and then trying to get on a radio show or calling a business or whatever. But yeah, just trying to utilize this AI technology for the funniest possible way that I can see. Is what my next sort of goal is. Anyway, anything to add to that, Ben?
Yeah, it sounds exciting.
Fuck.
I didn't realize that was coming.
Yeah. It sounds exciting. You're excited about it. Maybe you could guest even. Maybe you could be a guest on it. It would be kind of fun if you, like, we could do some of the things where you were the AI person. Do you know what I mean? Like, you were like, you played the role of somebody. That would be kind of fun because you have a distinct cadence. So the cadence will still come through. You know what I mean? Like, you'll still be able to tell that it's like Ben Rogan or whatever, you know? Hey, having said that, Ben, how's your Russian accent coming?
Not great.
Not great. Okay, because I know you've been bragging a lot. I've seen you doing a lot of bragging around town and a lot of comedy circles about your Russian accent. You got the best Russian accent in the world. Nobody can beat you on your Russian accent. And so I got a couple of people who I guess are interested in taking you on and showing off their Russian accent. So without further ado, here's our first competitor, Joe Rogan.
So I heard Baron thinks he's got the best fucking Russian accent known to mankind. Well, I got something to tell you, young Ben. I am Joe Rogan. I take HGH and I smoke cigars. I will kill you of the jiu-jitsus.
Pretty good.
What do you think of that, Ben, you little fucker? You think you're fucking so tough now and good now? Fucking little piece of shit. I'll fucking go toe-to-toe with you. I'll go strikes only. Wow. I won't even use my BJJ. I wouldn't even go BJJ mode on you. I'll just go BJ mode on you. I'll suck you while I hit you.
Wow.
Little B-boy. I don't B-boy. I break down snow. Yeah.
Hey, sounds like he almost was saying a B word that he decided not to say, and he caught himself in the middle of it, and he changed it to B-boy, and then he had to sort of roll with it. So what do you think of his... You want to showcase yours? I think it's important, you know, to showcase what he's up against. So
That was very long.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, if you thought that was long, wait till you hear the next couple that we got, because we got a couple other people who want to throw their well, I'm not going to say that line because one of them says that. So hang on.
Oh, sorry. Are we doing like fucking Russian accents and shit?
Oh, Bill Maher.
Because I got a better one than anyone do. The fact of I picked it up. Well, whilst having sexual 69 orgasm sex with a Russian supermodel.
Wow.
She is speaking so much in the Russian way. And so you will notice my accent is a little different when I do it, but because of where I picked it up. But here it is. Oh, yes. Yes. How are you? Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I have spilled so much seed around the world.
There you go, Bill Maher. So pretty good. He had sort of a horny. Could you do like a horny Russian accent? Like what? Like give me your rendition of a horny Russian.
Very good. I like.
Can you say like a sex thing though? You know, could you say like something like lick my testes, you know, something like, or like, you know, something really graphic?
Suck my balls.
All right, not bad. Wait, let's give it another go. Let's do the cinematic suspense riser on it. Here we go. So this is the horny Russian.
I like butts.
Now, a woman who kiss on a very first date is usually a hussy. And a woman who kiss on a second time out is anything but fussy. But a woman who wait till a third time around, head in the clouds, feet on the ground, she's the girl he's glad he's found. She's his shipoopy, shipoopy, shipoopy.
Ah, very good, very good. You like butts. Wow, that was one of the horniest things I ever heard. Good lord. It is interesting he picked butts, though. You know, where the shit come out. Anyways, we do have one more competitor, none other than Tucker Carlson.
Oh, knock knock. You guys mind if I toss my bow tie in the ring here? I am, of course, Tucker Carlson. I have a certain smell comes from the inside of my foreskin that I have been trying to get dealt with all the for my whole life, but you can smell it through my pants and through my underwear, and it has shaped a lot of the things that I do in my life. But I also know a lot about Russian. I've covered a lot of Russian stuff, and I used to do it on Fox News, one of the big networks. Now I do it on my little fucking X show, and it's fucking humiliating when I go to the dinner parties and people are like, you do your show on the little X website? The name was, here it is. Hello, I hate the X website. Elon Musk goes a bye-bye.
Whoa.
A metaphor in parody of laws.
Wow, so there you go. There's a little taste of artificial intelligence, and that's sort of why it's interesting. I'm going to work with it as well, because you can obviously hear it comes out a little bit at certain things. So sometimes it sounds like it, and then the voice goes out a little bit. But, you know, hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it, and it'll end up very, very good. So, Ben, anyways, what'd you get up to this week? This is what we do on the podcast.
Well, the rest of my apartment is better. I cleaned everything.
What do you mean it's better than your room?
than it was before when there's lots of cockroaches.
So you killed all the bugs.
Oh, but I was cooking and then one came on the stove.
Yeah, I think you told me that. Did that happen again? Oh no, you just saw one on the floor.
Well, before there's one in the bathroom.
I see. So one came on the stove.
Well, first I panicked and I poured powder on it.
Okay, hang on a second. Tell this story. Let's go back to this. So you're cooking. What are you cooking?
Well, I was heating up pierogies that I made the day before. I was gonna bring them for lunch, but I forgot.
Leftover alert.
I was heating them up in a pan. And then,
ooh, fancy! Oh, I don't like the microwaves, and I believe in chemtrails. What are you like a freaking? Yo, I reheat it in a pan. That whenever I hear someone reheating something in a pan and not in the microwave, I always think they must be a conspiracy theorist. Personally,
I never had a microwave in this apartment.
Oh, you don't have one.
No.
You won't even let one in your place. That's how fucked you are. You're like, oh, you can't even have it. Even when it's off, it's like fucking getting into your head, dude. Okay, so you're reheating it on the stove. Are you listening to something? Watching something? What's happening? What do you do while you're cooking?
I was maybe listening to a podcast.
Maybe.
I usually am.
Yeah, that would... Okay. I thought you weren't, because that would... That's a kind of a weird place to listen to a podcast by yourself cooking. Normal place would be on a road trip with your friends. That's what normal people listen to a podcast. Okay, so you normally do listen to a podcast, some sort of basketball-related podcast?
Yeah, or soccer one sometimes. Or
soccer?
Comedy.
Comedy. I don't believe the soccer one. You're saying that because you know I like soccer. It's like he learned this. He like went to Tony Robbins course or something. He's like, oh, find what their interests are and say that you're interested in that, and then you can fucking get more money out of them. I see you coming for the damn checkbook. Okay, so what are you listening to these? I know you listen to the Bill Maher podcast. But we discussed that. We discussed that on an episode recently. That man fucking unironically listened to an episode of the Club Random podcast.
So what are you listening to? I listened to Comedy Bang Bang today. Hmm.
Who was on?
John Early.
John Early? Oh, shit, okay. That's better. Hey, better than fucking... Better than having James Late on. Because at least you're going to get started on time. But John Early is very funny. I love John Early. I've mentioned this many times, but I had no idea who he was when I was at the comedy festival in Montreal, Canada, just for last comedy festival, and I went to see Reggie Watts at a church, big, huge church. And he was the opening act, and he was so fucking good. It was before he was, like, famous, I think. Like, you know, it was kind of before. I kind of knew him before he was famous. But he was very good. Okay, so he was on there as himself, not as a character?
Yeah.
Fuck. So he gets that front bill, that top billing. He doesn't have to come on and do no character bullshit anymore.
Yeah. Well, he had an HBO special in the summer, but then I think he wasn't allowed to promote it because of the strikes.
Oh, I see. So now he's out there doing that promotion. And who else was on the episode?
Mitra Johari, I think.
Okay, very funny.
I can't remember the other person.
Ooh, that stings. Let's take a look here. You want to look it up right now? Well, take a look right now. See the person that you thought apparently does not even get the name check from Van. Let's look this person up. We're going to make sure they get the name check, because to me, that's inappropriate. To me, you gotta give them their props, as far as I'm concerned.
Amanda Lund.
Amanda Lund is the person who Van thought, oh, whatever, fucking Judy, Tom, Daryl, I don't know, who gives a fuck. All right, well, congratulations to Amanda Lund. You now have been recognized by Van, who does improv, right? Which is what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
I think so, right? They probably don't write it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what'd you get up to this week? Anything interesting?
Okay, so...
What?
I shot a... Well, it does get sad later.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm playing the music. I've heard your stories. I know how they get.
So I had to record two more lines for my video.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I did that, and then, like, the guy who ran the show, he filmed it.
Stop. What are you talking about again? You have, like, you do a bunch of different things, and they're all confusing. The names are all confusing.
It's, like, for the unnamed sketch show, but I'm not in the sketch show anymore. I just do videos.
Yeah, you're kicked out. They don't want you showing up anymore. We've been over that. Okay, so this is the one, and you're allowed to make videos. Before, you used to make videos, and they would put them in the special band bin, right? Which is looked a lot like the garbage. and they wouldn't play them at the show. So this was what? Which video was this? The one where you went to the park and filmed it and the horses?
The
horses were the
it's
fucking
not the horses one, but
What the fuck happened to the horses, man? What did you abandon the
that
horses?
One? I saw that one. There's a finished one. But this one's about a suitcase.
Okay, so the horses one is done.
Yeah.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah, that's funny.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
He was coughing there, by the way. He wasn't laughing. He wasn't laughing at the idea of showing it to me, because I would be I'll be respectful. Like, if I was on the pod, don't show it to me on the pod.
Yeah,
because if I showed it to me on the pod, then I would have to be rude about it. You know, even if I didn't feel that way, I couldn't be like, well, this is really good, because then everybody would be like, what's wrong with Chris? You know, is he okay? So just show it to me off the pod when I can be honest with you and tell you, you know, if it's funny or whatever. All right.
So after we did it, the guy who runs the show, he's like, oh, are you going to come to the show? And then I was like, yeah, I think so. And he said, did you buy a ticket yet?
Oh!
That is one of the worst things, man.
And then,
hang on a second. No, don't hang on. You guys, I don't think you guys understand.
It gets worse.
It gets worse. I don't think you guys understand how ridiculous that is. He's making content for the show. At one point, he was part of it. Like, that is straight out of a comedy sketch itself. Are you going to come to the show? Have you bought a ticket yet? Not paying you for the content you made.
No, I'm pretty sure. Well, the people like actually in the show, when I like was physically in the show, I got paid, but I'm pretty sure I won't get paid for this.
Before you got kicked out of the show. Was there a conversation when they hey, all joking aside, was there a conversation when they kicked you out of the show? Because this is interesting. I mean, it's hard. There's not a lot of situations where, like, because most people doing an interview with somebody who is kicked out of a sketch thing like this, they wouldn't feel comfortable talking about it like this. They would feel too much secondhand embarrassment. They'd feel too bad. They'd feel guilty about bringing it up. But we have this dynamic where I can talk about it. And then I think it provides good, important insight into how something like this would happen. Like, so you're part of the group.
There's like a sign up thing, and I only signed up for, I said I wanted to do video stuff, not live, but I used to have like a whole segment, and then they like made the show shorter and cut my segment.
So how does that conversation go? I'm interested in that conversation.
They just didn't tell me at all.
They went with no, like they didn't say a word?
No.
So just no, they're like, oh, we're gonna do a show, and just nobody messaged you. You got ghosted by your sketch troupe. Your sketch troupe ghosted your ass, and now they're like, did you come to the show? Did you buy a ticket? Listen, man. Hang on. I rip on you a lot, but that is fucked up. And I would like to, after this whole thing's over, I would like to know who the person is who told you to buy a ticket. And I don't think you should do stuff for that show, personally. But you do your thing. I don't want to tell you how to. But that is a level of disrespect that even I feel like is a bridge too far. All right, so you said it gets worse, though.
Yeah. He's like, we have 10 tickets reserved for media, but he's like, you can have one of those if those don't get filled. And then he said to message him, and then like a couple days ago, I messaged him, and then he's like, oh, I can't guarantee a ticket unless that's in case that gets filled
by the media. who does he think is coming from the media? Like, no, listen, I don't know if everyone listening sort of understands the like scale of sort of, you know, what is happening here, but it's not something that the local media is showing up to cover. I mean, these happen all the time in Vancouver every week, and multiple shows like this are happening all over the city. They might be, you know, there might be like maybe one or two people who are like gonna write about it or something like that, maybe, you know what I mean, like they work for like but the idea of 10 seats for the media, it's ridiculous, man.
For when we did the weekend of shows with Block Party, I bought tickets to one of them, and then right away John messaged me and was like, why'd you buy a ticket? I'll just give it to you.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's what you were on the show. Yeah, you did the show with me. Hey, you just got to come and sit in the back with us for the shows. Yeah, that's what ended up happening. You just sat in the back. You watched one of the nights with Joel, right?
Yeah, for the Go Off King song.
Yeah, so I mean, it is an embarrassing bit of business to try to charge somebody who's making stuff for the show to come to the show. To make money off of somebody, like, it's one thing to not pay somebody, but to literally try to get them to pay you, that's fucking scoundrelly shit, man. That ain't good. Okay, yeah. so you, but they're playing your video.
I think they're gonna play it at the show.
Like, you think they are? Yeah, that's, wait a second,
they're definitely gonna put it on the like their social media.
Okay, because other people from the group are involved in it, right?
Yeah,
like they did it, so that's like, we'll probably save you. It's like if you were like an actor and you're like, well, I shot my fucking scenes with De Niro, they're not gonna cut De Niro's scenes, you know what I mean?
Well, as long as they give me the video that can post, then I don't,
that's
really
all
care.
You care about, you just want the video. You think it might be time to cut
ties?
They're
good at editing it.
They might. Well, yeah. I mean, I can edit your videos for you, especially now if I'm not doing the channel anymore. Let me become your full-time video editor, and you can stop working with, if you want to. I don't want to tell you what to do, but I'll tell you what. If you want to come over and, you know, start working with somebody who also openly does not appreciate you, then I'll tell you what, there's always room for you over here. No, in all seriousness, of course, I would. If you do want to do sketch stuff, I will help. Okay, that's very sad story. I appreciate that.
Less sad thing happened.
Okay, we'll see about that. Sometimes the stuff you think isn't sad actually is. Well, we'll see. All right, so what happened? I'll give you the music. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt with the music.
Well, my girlfriend met my parents.
Whoa! Very cool. Very, very cool. So, okay, so this is obviously the first time that's happened.
Yeah.
And this, where did this happen? How did this, who made the decision for this to happen? How did it come about?
Well, we went to the Canada women's soccer game
to see Christine Sinclair play her final game, the greatest player in the history of women's soccer. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to go to that, and then
I get it. You're like, no, you're like, so, you know, you're trying to be like very, very, you're like, oh no, I prefer the women's soccer, you're saying to your girlfriend. Hey, I know how it is, you know. Hey, no, soccer is footy for those in Europe. I'll tell you what, women's soccer is legitimately entertaining. And a really great thing about it for us as Canadians is that our Canadian national team is very, very good, you know? So they often win and they do well and they compete at the highest level, which our men's team now is starting to, but for a long time didn't. So it's fun to watch those super competitive matches. And we happen to have Christine Sinclair for many years, who is really one of the greatest players ever. So, yeah.
There's 48,000 people there.
That just shows. That just shows how like how huge she is. I great player.
Outside before it was like really busy. There's a lot of people, but the line like went pretty fast. But the guy walked past us and he was like all these bandwagoners. Like a normal game would be 20,000. He was like so mad that it was busy.
Yeah, it's really funny when the fans who are like, it's like you want your team to be successful.
Yeah, you want them to be supported.
It's good in every way, you know? Like no matter what, the atmosphere is better. Like I get it, it's a little annoying getting in for a few moments, but then surely it's better for the game for it to be. I love BC Place when it's full, you know?
Well, I thought it'd be not as awkward if we go to a game because we don't have to talk the whole time.
Okay, so he says.
Well, we got drinks before.
Oh, of course. You got to do your pre-drink. I know you got to get sufficiently fucking plastered and it's too expensive to do it at the game. I understand. So where'd you go for your pre-drinks?
Well, I tried to go to the Magnet, and then it was too busy.
What happened? Why did you have a Magnet on you? You get it?
Not really.
Well, because then you couldn't go in the Magnet, because that right? You know when two magnets try to go together?
They repel each other.
Yeah, they repel each other, exactly. It's kind of like a smart science joke. Some of the smart science listeners were like, oh, shit, that was actually fucking awesome, and they were basically like but yeah, I think it did fly over a lot of people's heads, definitely. And hey, I'll tell you what, maybe there's a third subset of people who it didn't fly over their head and they weren't entirely impressed with the, you know, composition of it or sort of how I put it together. They didn't think it actually worked as well as I believed it did, you know. Those people are valid as well. Okay, so this is, you've come with the most stuff this week. like honestly, like you must have been getting ready for this pod thinking, well, I have a week here? I mean, for fuck's sakes, I got straight up asked to buy a ticket to my own show and my girlfriend met my parents. Like, this is like more exciting, like more sort of monumental than like, I'm not exact. Excuse me. I won't say everything that's ever happened because that's ridiculous. But I'm not even joking. It's like you could actually take like 25 episodes. Just take 25 episodes and then you could pull all of the things that happen in those 25 episodes and it would be less significant overall than what you have told us today. So, okay, so you tried to go to the Magnet but you had a magnet in your pocket and it repelled you and you weren't able to go there. And then so where'd you go now?
Tried to go to Browns.
Sounds like you're trying to go to a lot of fucking places. Why don't you just walk the fuck in and get a goddamn drink?
Well, it's so busy before the game and there's a Canucks game too.
Yeah, I bet you did probably want to go to Browns though. I heard you like butts. there was also a Canucks game on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal. So for anyone who doesn't know, the stadiums are right beside each other as well in downtown. So they're like literally right beside each other. So if the Canucks and, you know, this, are, that's 70,000 people basically right in the same area at the same time trying to get food, and that's a nightmare.
Malone's is across the street, and we got a place at the bar there.
Because it's so bad. Well, that's why.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean, think about it. If everything else is full, why the hell is this not full? It's right beside the damn stadium. It's because it's fucking bad and everybody knows it. I know it. All right, so, but if you're just looking to get a beer, who cares, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had calamari and bruschetta. Well,
that's ridiculous. You ordered you ordered calamari. You ordered squid from Malone's Pub.
It was good.
No, it wasn't. You made you sick, and you know it. Don't lie to us. You're a disgusting individual. Only an absolutely disgusting individual would ever consider ordering calamari from Malone's Pub. You guys don't know because if you don't live in Vancouver, but I promise you, it is an absolutely disgusting move from anybody. And also it gives you nasty ass fucking squid breath. Hi, sweetie. How are you? She's like, oh God. Oh, nasty. Okay, so you're eating your fucking calamari like, you know, you picture him like he's grabbing all, like he's licking his fingers like, oh, this is some really good calamari. You know, I'm just picturing him. He's just making an absolute mess there. Okay, so walk us through the first actual meeting.
I was supposed to meet at 6, so then I met my girlfriend at the train station at like 5.
Stadium Sky, Stadium Chinatown?
Yeah.
Hey, shout out Stadium Chinatown Station. I mean, that's your obvious go-to if you're going to a game. That's why it's named Stadium Sky Train Station. But there are other stations that are close enough that he could have gone somewhere else.
Probably at like 5:35, and then we went to the Magnet, and then my mom was already there.
Okay, your mom got the first introduction. So tell me that. Walk me through it. What did you say?
I saw my mom, and then I was like, oh, hi, this is... I don't want to say your name.
Yeah, I know. And you notice I don't, out of respect. Honestly, I don't, and only because she has like a sweet and unique name. And so if you said the name, somebody might be able to look her up, and that's not fair to her because she doesn't necessarily want to be looked up. So I make a point of not saying that too, but we should add because maybe we're allowed to. But okay, so you said, hi, this is, and then what did your mom say?
She just like, she shook her hand and said, nice to meet you.
Okay, shook her hand. No hug.
No, they hugged at the end.
That's what I'm talking about. I was gonna say, did it graduate to a hug at the end? Because that's a good sign. Starts with the handshake, ends with the hug. Sounds like they became closer throughout the night. Perhaps is that something that you felt?
Yeah.
And at the end of the whole situation, everybody was like, hey, I like that person. Did you talk to them separately afterwards and sort of?
I haven't talked to my parents.
You haven't talked to them yet, but you've talked to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. So, okay, cool. So that's good. It was a good, and then, well, let's, I mean, the meeting with your dad, was that interesting?
Well, he came later, and then, yeah, he just shook her hand, too.
Just shook her hand and said, nice to meet you.
They talked a lot about my cat, because my girlfriend's taking care of my cat right now.
How come? Oh, because of the bugs.
Yeah. She's going to come back tomorrow, probably.
You know, she'd actually be good to have around. Right, she could
chase this bug.
Kill the cockroaches or whatever, right?
Yeah, I think she scared them away because they started coming out when she was gone at my parents' house.
Yeah, I will say, I don't know how it is with cockroaches, but yeah, with mice, I've said this before, that was the only thing. I had mice when they did my old apartment. They did the construction outside and it tore up the ground and all the mice came into the building. And the only way I could get rid of them was having a cat around. I just, as soon as I bought a cat and had a cat in the apartment, they just stopped showing up. They just smelled the cat and they just stopped showing up. All right. Well, Ben, anything else that you want to say? Anything that's important to you?
Watch my video
What? You don't have, you don't even know. Have you got it yet from them?
No. I was going to say watch it on my Instagram, but not on theirs.
Oh, okay. You don't want to give them any views, but they I don't think
I don't care.
No, don't. I don't want anybody giving any. We listen. Friendship over with Unnamed Sketch Show. We're not giving him any more of our business. I know that the listeners have been going out, showing up huge for those shows. No more. All right. I know I got a lot of members of the media who listen, and they said they were going to show up. No, fuck it. I don't care if you're getting in for free. 10 seats for members of the media. That's almost like. He's almost like saying like, fuck you. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like saying such an obvious lie to you that he's almost like, buy a fucking ticket. How about that, motherfucker? Like, he's like challenging you. Like, does he want to fight? He might want to fight you. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that, yeah, we'll be around here. I hope you stick around on the Patreon with whatever happens. We're going to try to keep things light and fun and make it fun and light. And that's the end.
Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be.
God, man, wait until the fucking song's done.
And maybe things don't change enough.
Are you taking another one? As soon as we
to
finish,
be called creativity.
Immediately lighting up this fucking massive bong.
To those who think that this show's the best.
Is that bong 6 feet tall? It looks like it's taller
what
than you.
The
no,
fuck
don't take
is
another
wrong
one.
With you?
You can't. He's showing me the thing. It's like. Concentrates as well. It's like a very high potency concentrate. Just took 3 bong rips of.